This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
The sixth day after Christmas, the six laying geese wouldn't lay. I gave the whole darn gaggle to the ASPCA. On the seventh day, what a mess I found. All seven of the swimming swans had drowned. My true love gave to me. Last night, lying in the too hard bed in the Bossier City Hilton, I heard two recurring sounds. My husband snoring, like many men, Fuzzy can fall asleep anywhere, even if he's not actually tired, and train whistles. After nudging my husband to make him roll over, and therefore stop snoring, I listened to the trains a while longer. Train whistles never sound anything but mournful. My friend Stonefish says it's just the physics of sound, but I think it's more. I think there's a romanticism associated with trains that never quite leaves us. At least that's true in my family. Some of my earliest memories involve setting up model trains, HO scale, with my grandfather, creating circuits of track on the sculptured red carpet of the living room, and using the controls to make them go forward and backward. Later, I would have access to a train room with a high trestle and a low trestle, and tiny towns made of cardboard and paint, and even a fake river to cross over via a swinging bridge. As I grew older, I began to appreciate real trains. I remember a really old train I rode with my grandparents somewhere in rural Massachusetts one summer when we were visiting my aunt. The seats were reversible, and there was a water fountain in the back of each car with a dispenser of paper drinking cones, and we were practically the only people on it. I was under 10, and to my young self, that ride was as magical as the Hogwarts Express. And then there was the Georgetown Loop, a narrow gauge railroad in Colorado. We lived in Georgetown when it opened as a tourist attraction in the 70s, and I loved to sit in the top of the caboose with my legs dangling over the side. There's a name for that seat, but I don't remember what it is. Trains remain part of my life. I have some antique toy train cards that my grandfather brought back from Germany after World War II and gave to my mother and her sisters and brother. And I have inherited the ones that were my mom's because she didn't want to bring them to Mexico. She was afraid they would get corroded in the salt air. So I have an engine and a trolley car that are all from the Marklin line. And those are the trains where the third rail was live. I don't have any track, but I like having the cars. I also have a model of the Hogwarts Express, and it's meant to go around my Christmas tree every year, but somehow we never managed to actually set it up. Or at least, we haven't recently. We set it up a couple of times when we bought it when we were still living in California, and then we set it up a couple of times in our first few Christmases here, but now that I have 4 dogs instead of just 2, and 3 of the 4 are over 40 pounds, 2 of them hover around 100. Like Teddy, my biggest dog, is 120 pounds, but he's black and black is slimming. Because of them, we don't typically have the train out because the last thing I want is for a big dog paw to smash the train into oblivion. This isn't a Godzilla movie, but trains remain part of my life even so, and I'm not sure I'll ever fall out of love with them. But as unsure as I am about that, I am also incredibly certain that I will always think train whistles sound like someone crying in the night.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.